Brett Chappell Show. Pisgah Sports Talk with voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah head coach Brett Chappell. Live from Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at the Red Light. Brought to you this morning by May Motors, Hometown Hardware, Pisgah Family Barbershop, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Join us every Saturday, all season long.
Coming to you live from the Jukebox Junction in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, which you'll be able to hear us every Saturday morning all football season long on AM 920 WPTL. Coach Chappell's here with me. I'm Chuck Fiebernitz. No, I'm not Chad Upton. Chad is in Raleigh doing his educational things, and I'm subbing in for him, so I've got big shoes to fill, but I've got the big man here of the football program, Brett Chappell, and what a perfect timing to have the first show coming right off of a big scrimmage last night at Memorial Stadium. Coach, just start with an overview of what your whole team, how you thought your whole team performed last night in the scrimmage against Swain County and Mountain Heritage.
You know, the first thing that I want to get to is having both of those teams come into our place. You know, in the off season, we had lost a scrimmage with Owen, so we just had the Swain scrimmage sitting there. The way the days fell this year, you could scrimmage on a Wednesday, you know, all the way up to a Friday, and we just felt like it was too close together to try to squeeze two in. So we had talked with Coach Robinson at Mountain Heritage, and we've been trying to get those guys on the schedule or in a scrimmage with us, and it just worked out where he was able to come, and we were able to get Coach Blankenship and Swain to be with us as well. And just three really good programs last night. I enjoy being around those coaches. It's the same type of kids that we have. I think if you came and watched the scrimmage last night as a fan, you saw that. You saw two other teams on the other side with the traditional fans that they had with them. And it was a fun scrimmage last night. Got some good work in on all sides. I don't think any of our kids went away without being able to have a chance to get on the football field. You know, starting with the Jays earlier, I got a chance to go down and see those guys just for a couple series before I had to go up and get the varsity. But, you know, seemed to be pleased with where those guys were at. Seemed like we're a little bit ahead of schedule from maybe where we were at this time last year. Certainly that doesn't mean you're going to have more wins. Obviously we had a great season last year, but just seemed like we're a little bit ahead, you know, on both sides of the ball, and that's good to see. And, of course, obviously we got into the varsity scrimmage last night, and, you know, there was quite a few positives. Obviously, you know, when you get into a scrimmage, you're going to nitpick and see some things that you need to fix, and we'll get into that as we start breaking down some film this morning after I leave here. But, you know, overall, just excited about getting on the field again, getting a chance to go against somebody else. Had great weather last night. You know, for all the rain we've been getting in the evenings and the heat and stuff, just turned out to be a beautiful evening. And I thought all three teams, you know, got some good things out of it.
You had a lot of interchangeable parts working on both sides of the footballs, and you have a lot of kids competing. I think the fans would be more interested in the groups because there's question marks, and then, you know, you got a lot of different groups in the skill areas, skill sets that you'd like to talk about.
You know, there are. Obviously, you know, we graduated some really good players from last year, but we got some really good players coming back, and then we had some coming off the JVs as well. You know, it all starts up front for us, you know, graduating, you know, four of those guys up front on the offensive line last year. Certainly that's a question mark for us. It was good to see us be able to play as a group last night up there. Faced a really good defensive front from Mountain Heritage. Their shade, their nose technique, was a returning all-conference player, and he was a dang good player last night. And I thought our line did a really good job with him in that second session when we faced Mountain Heritage, you know, when they were on defense. You know, obviously you look at the skill sets behind them. Got some good players, got a little bit of young talent that's back there with them, but, you know, got more than one that's interchangeable. We moved some people around last night, you know, getting different looks. Ricky and that side of the ball has got some different packages that will roll in from a little bit of a heavier package to a little bit of a speed package. And, you know, again, we were just testing some things out last night, just looking. You know, obviously defensively, you look on the other side, again, starts up front. You know, graduated some good players up there, but we had some good ones coming back. It was good to see those guys flying around to the football again. You know, obviously, again, we're going to find some things that we need to fix and make adjustments to, but it'll be exciting this week to finally get ready for one team. That's tough, and I don't know how much the average fan actually looks at the other offenses, but to have to prepare for the split back veer with Swain to the counter trays and all of the stuff and the spread that, that Mountain Heritage does. That's two totally different offenses, and I felt like that our kids knew where to line up, you know, knew where their reads were. Obviously, you know, we're going to make some mistakes in there, but I was just very pleased with how our coaches had our kids prepared. I don't think that we got anything thrown at us last night that just kind of threw us for a loop, and that's good to see. It's good to see that the kids are able to get coached up, but good to see that our coaches had our kids prepared as well.
Do you think because of the veterans that you got that played varsity last year that are coming back, do you think you might be slightly ahead of schedule or just right at where you're supposed to be?
You know, the biggest thing for us, you know, making the move and putting Coach Brindley on the offensive side, it was something we had done in the offseason. You know, we had planned on Coach Rodomer sliding over and be the defense coordinator. We had kind of been, you know, grooming some coaches along to move up on that side. And, of course, Ben was able to get the job up at Madison, certainly excited for him. But, you know, we moved Coach Peck up into that position. And it was just good to get these guys, you know, get that first scrimmage under their belt a little bit and get those nerves out and see how they were prepared.
And one thing before we go to our first commercial break is that the younger kids, you know, the kids that played really good JV team last year, undefeated. I mean, but now those kids that have come up to the varsity, have they impressed you as a group, you know, getting ready to play at the varsity level?
I think so. You know, I think the one thing that has maybe changed coming from the JV program up to the varsity is their expectations, not so much the coaches. But after having the successful seasons that we've had on the JVs the last 3 years, they're expecting to have that same success. And that's a great thing, especially when you're looking in your middle schools and those middle school kids are expecting to have that same success as JVs. And then now you're starting to build a program a little bit. You know, you're starting to have that success that's coming through every year. And when you have a little drop in talent, and you're going to have it, it may not dip as far as what it would usually. So, again, we're excited with the kids we got in the program. Got a good number of kids. Got about 46, 45 varsity kids, a little bit over 50 on the JVs, 22 seniors. So we're running a little bit over 20 kids per class, which is huge for us. And, again, just excited about getting the season started right now.
Well, we'll take our first time out of the first half right now, and when we come back, we'll ask Coach Chappell how he's going to prepare for the opener of with North Buncombe at Memorial Stadium on Friday. You're listening to the Brett Chappell Show on AM 920 WPTO.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Free ice for a year. Go get an Orca cooler at Hometown Hardware and get a year's worth of free ice. See them for details at your Orca dealer, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. With weather breaking a little, the rain is really bringing in the gardens. So see Hometown Hardware for all your canning supplies. Everything you need is at your big box alternative, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza.
Good news for anyone wanting to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is ready to help. May Motors is on Radio Hill in Canton between Hardee's and Rite Aid. If you have a vehicle to sell, May Motors will buy it. If you're looking to buy and they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models, and all years. Stop at May Motors on Radio Hill in Canton Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
Welcome back to the Brett Chappell Show here on AM 920 WPTL. And as we alluded to before we went on our first time out, we were going to talk about the upcoming opener, which fans of the Pisgah Black Bears are all excited about. It's a home opener this Friday, August 19th at Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is 7:30. And if you're new to the area and you want to come to the ball game, get there early, because these people love to come out on the openers and throughout the season. So tickets will, seats will be limited to first come, first basis, because you know the season tickets and everything have, are at a high rate right now. But Coach, we alluded before the break about, you know, the preparation for North Buncombe. You know the team, but it's completely different. And this time of year, it's got to be difficult, because everything you do through the season is based on film evaluations, getting your team matched up and how to prepare. What are some of the things that you're going through right now trying to get ready for North Buncombe?
You know, the schedule for us, you know, after the scrimmage got over with last night, was to get back and download film, get it up on the computers, be able to trade film with Coach Cagle there at North Buncombe and get rosters and stuff taken care of. This morning we'll come in as a staff at 9 o'clock. We'll meet till a little bit after 12, getting everything ready for next week, breaking down all of the film and getting practice schedules and stuff ready. You know, and the hardest thing coming out of a scrimmage, at least for the film that you're watching, everybody's making sure everybody gets plenty of reps. So sometimes you don't get a true look of a full ball game, you know, and seeing what people are doing. Sometimes you kind of hold your cards to your vest and your real vanilla on some things. So again, we'll have to do the best we can do with the film that we get. Obviously, I know from those guys, they lost a really good quarterback in Chase Parker. They have changed some things offensively, you know, based off of their personnel. They got Blake Matthews back, who I think is probably one of the better wide receivers in Western North Carolina. You know, matches up pretty good with the one we got. And again, it'll be exciting to get on the field next week, you know, in the practices, and starting to get ready for a team, you know, other than just a scrimmage. So anyways, we'll get rolling this morning about 9 o'clock and start watching some film and seeing if we can pick up some stuff to help our kids.
What is this week going to be like? Because you're not in school, right? You won't get to, you know, back to school until after the first game, right?
The biggest thing for us is just getting our kids on a routine, on a schedule. You know, we did the first part of the preseason practices in the morning, and we transitioned Wednesday to going to the afternoon practice, trying to get those guys acclimated to the heat and stuff like a school schedule. We will stay on that schedule coming up this week, and we'll practice in the evenings just like we were getting out of school at 3:30, just getting them used to that, you know. Having that game before school starts is tough. You know, I'm thankful as I've looked at the calendars for most of the counties in Western North Carolina, there's a lot of people that are going to play two games before the first day of school. Buncombe County, I was talking to Swain County last night, those guys are not starting until like the 29th. So, you know, at least we're getting just one game in before school starts. But, again, just getting the kids on a regular schedule. And that's something that the coaches like as well. You got the kids here, you know, all day long. You don't have to worry about making phone calls and things like that, trying to track kids down. So that's the biggest thing for us right now, is just getting on that routine.
Coach, you know, we talk about the, you know, the camaraderie and getting your kids ready and your players, and they're the important. They're the ones that are out there blocking, tackling, and catching the football and running it and so on and so forth. But you've got some changes on your coaching staff. Talk about your brand new coaching staff and the assignments and who's doing what.
You know, we made some changes back in the off season. You know, I've always been one that likes to reflect back on the season before, the game before, and see if there's some things that I missed, or see some things that I could have changed to have helped us out. And as I look back on the season last year, you know, one of the things that kind of stood out to me, you know, doing the offense and coordinating like I was last year, I got caught up on that side of the ball sometimes too much and lost track of what was going on during the game. You know, the Franklin game was a great example for me. Got caught up on the next series of offense and really kind of lost track of what was going out on the field. And we had some things happen that hasn't happened, you know, before, with not having enough players on the field. And things like that haunt me anyways. They bother me. So one of the things that I wanted to do in the offseason was look about how I could get back to staying, you know, more in tune with everything going on in the game and making decisions there. And, you know, as we sat down as a staff and talked about it, I felt like it was a good transition to move Coach Brindley over. I thought he had a good scheme together based off of what our personnel was coming back. I thought that it kind of fit us, what he was looking at doing. And so we made that change. You know, obviously we talked about moving Coach Rodomer up, and of course he got the job at Madison, so Coach Peck was the next one that was in line there on the defensive side, and you know, moved him up. But he had been, you know, he's been with me since playing for me at East Henderson, so he's been with me for a long time, and he knows the expectations that I have, and he knows the expectations that we have as a staff here at Pisgah High School. So those were the two biggest coaching changes. Added a couple coaches on staff with us. Coach Jacob Morgan, got Coach Morgan on staff with us, and Coach Tony Francis, so got those guys on us. Two other line coaches, one on the defensive side and one on the offensive side. And anytime you can get line coaches, you know, that have expertise, that have been doing it for a while, Coach Francis with TC for years and years, it's always good. And I think our kids have taken to them, to both of those guys, and I think it's just going to make our staff and our players and our team stronger.
So you got this you know, new assignments and the relatively staff. Does that play? I mean, are you meshing? Is everything going well? You're pleased with, you know, the coaches, the players, all, you know, with the unity?
The biggest thing for us that I think that our staff does a really good job of is the preparation part. You know, from scheduling in the week, both sides of the ball do a really good job of breaking down everything, how they want each session of practice to go. You know, I'm kind of kicking back and overseeing everything, but I'm doing all the special teams this year, so it gives me a chance to sit back and watch a little bit of practice and help monitor some of those things and help those guys out when they need it. You know, running scout team cards and getting those guys ready for the looks that they need to get for the week, and plus doing the special team stuff. So I'm still involved, but it's just a little bit different for me than it has been. But you know, I've always been in the frame of mind is we're going to do what's best for this team. You know, I don't care if it's something that I've got to back away from or give up a little bit to make our team better. And, you know, that's how we're going to roll with it.
So now you've got the opener coming up, and I know you guys are not looking ahead of that. You're just, you know, you've got the old alumni of Pisgah High School bringing in his Blackhawks. So what will be the schedule? I mean, do you do any two-a-days this week, or are you just strictly one-days? And when you talk about the schedule, are you talking about getting them on like they are in school?
Yes. And when we're talking about getting them on the schedule, we're talking about like it would be a regular school day, you know, coming in, just like the school bell would ring at 3:05 and getting down on the field at 3:30. So we're just trying to get on that schedule, getting those kids acclimated to, you know, getting in that routine. Obviously, we did our preseason days this past week and the week before, and we knocked our two-a-days out already, so we'll go to just single-day practices. You know, the other big thing that we'll be able to do this week is get in the film room. You know, that's one thing that we do quite a bit of, is get in the film room and get with the kids and making sure they're getting the right looks that they need to get ready for the week.
We'll take a second timeout right here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Coach Chappell about how he manages his team and this program under extraordinary circumstances. And don't miss this. This will be a really neat topic when we come back on the Brett Chappell Show here on AM 920 WPTL.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Welcome back to the Brett Chappell Show here on AM 920 WPTL, and the topic that everybody's been talking about since the beginning of the year when we learned, Coach, of the budget difficulties that Haywood County schools are going through. And, you know, everybody was concerned how it would affect being a football specifically of football, Crazy County, is how's that affecting you and how you guys function and what you can and cannot do? It's got to be incredibly difficult.
It was the hardest off season that I have been through, you know, starting in January. You know, when we finished up the season last year, we take a little bit of a break before we get the kids back in that spring semester and get started lifting. And, you know, we were getting everything in place and ordering done and all those things. And all of a sudden, you know, we get this bombshell dropped on us. You know, obviously the cutting of teachers and moving teachers around and not paying for coaches and all of these things. And it was a struggle. And it still is to some point, but it was a struggle trying to keep everybody in place. And, you know, when they came out and said that we're not paying for assistant coaches, it was hard, you know, to be able to talk to my guys and say, listen, you know, we're going to make this work. We'll figure it out. You know, when a lot of times our coaches, including myself, you know, our supplements that we're getting paid is usually, you know, right there in November when the season starts. And a lot of time that's what our families use for Christmas. You know, I mean, that's just, it's always been that way. And, you know, it's hard having those conversations with those coaches and them not knowing, am I going to be able to do that again this year and, you know, take care of my family like that. So it's been difficult, very frustrating for me. I'm thankful that our coaches were able to hang in there and not leave us. But there were some pretty intense conversations and trying to make sure everybody stays in place. But, again, I'm thankful that we did. We didn't lose anybody to, you know, taking a position that was a lateral move. Obviously, we lost Coach Rodomer, but that was a step up for him, and certainly we're excited for him. But, you know, I hope this is a one-year deal. I hope it's not something that we're going to have to continue to do because it affects not only the coaches, but it affects the kids. You know, when you're talking about, you know, losing coaches or moving coaches around and putting them at different schools, that affects your kids. And at the end of the day, you know, for anybody who's in education or even in the coaching in the high school or middle school levels, it's all about the kids. And sometimes we lose, you know, we lose the focus on that. And that was bothersome for me.
What can we, the fans, do, if anything? What can we do to help out the situation? Because, you know, I knew it was incredibly difficult. After just hearing you, I'm thinking, I don't know how you managed it.
You know, just being vocal, you know, being in our school board's ear and just letting them know how concerned we are about the situation. And I know they know, you know, we've certainly had conversations, you know, with them and obviously with some central office personnel. But it's tough times right now. You know, the transportation situation with how much we've gone up on the price of how much we're charging schools for the mileage now. You know, that's tough. I've had to make some changes. You know, usually, I give you a good example, usually on game days, we take our kids out to local churches, you know, for pregames. We've had to ask the churches to come to us because we're getting charged for that mileage to go into that church and back. And so it's making changes all the way across the board. Certainly, you know, we understand that, you know, we're in the situation we're in and we're going to do the best we can and try to get out of the hole. But, again, I hope a lot of the changes that we've had to make is a one-year deal. I hope it's something that we're not going to have to continue to deal with.
Are pregame meals all set, or do you need some help?
No. Deborah Sampson, Ms. Sampson, does an outstanding job for us. She's already coordinated all of this stuff for us. As a matter of fact, we've got all of our varsity games home and away taken care of. I think we've got a couple of playoff games if we're able to get that far. And our JV games have been taken care of as well. So she does an outstanding job. We don't lack support, you know, when it comes from the community here, and that's one thing that's been really great about being here in this place. You know, the people here want to take care of their kids, and I've never had to really ask more than once about doing things for our kids. So, you know, again, Deborah does a really good job with getting that stuff set up for me and kind of takes that off my plate. But, again, just want to say thank you to those churches and to the families that are involved in that and helping us, you know, get to this point. When we did our two-a-days, we did 3 two-a-days this past week, and we had churches come in and feed us for lunch. And they weren't just feeding like a varsity team and a JV. They were feeding everybody. So you're talking about feeding players and staff, 120 people. So we've got some churches that have really stepped up to the plate and helped us out during this time.
Doesn't surprise me in this community. The fans are outstanding. But, you know, your job's tough enough, especially in the off season, trying to get kids ready. And compounding the problem is having to do it with, you know, in very dire situations. But anyhow, when we're going to take a third time out here on the Brett Chapel Show. And when we come back, we'll get coaches' closing comments and get ourselves ready for the opener this Friday, August 19th at Memorial Stadium against the North Buncombe Blackhawks.
Free ice for a year. Go get an Orca cooler at Hometown Hardware and get a year's worth of free ice. See them for details at your Orca dealer, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. With weather breaking a little, the rain is really bringing in the gardens. So see Hometown Hardware for all your canning supplies. Everything you need is at your big box alternative, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
Good news for anyone wanting to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is ready to help. May Motors is on Radio Hill in Canton between Hardee's and Rite Aid. If you have a vehicle to sell, May Motors will buy it. If you're looking to buy and they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models, and all years. Stop at May Motors on Radio Hill in Canton Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
Welcome back to the Brett Chapel Show here at Jukebox Junction in Bethel. And Coach, your off season has been busy enough trying to get your team ready and bigger, stronger, faster, and more explosive. But there's been a lot of other things that you've been a busy man within your program.
You know, we're involved with a lot of things, you know, here with our youth programs and our middle school programs as well. You know, I started a youth 7-on-7 league a couple of years ago that has really been good. Been beneficial for everybody, all of the kids in Haywood County. You know, we involve first graders all the way up through seventh graders and get those guys out. Got a little five game season that we start in April and runs up through May, and just has really been good to be able to see those kids come out. And I want to say thank you to those youth coaches who are devoting their time in there to helping those kids get better. But I really like that program that we've got set up. It's just been really, really good for us to see those young kids out throwing the football and doing some things in the spring. Got a chance to take our coaches down to Duke University and to Chapel Hill to UNCA and clinic just a little bit this offseason as well. And felt like we came away with some really good things. Some things, you know, not only from the offense and defensive standpoints, but got some special team stuff and some practice schedule stuff. You know, I'm always looking to tweak things if it'll help us make us a little bit better in how we organize and do things and was able to do that. Obviously, we did our spring practice for our 10 days with our varsity and JV kids there in May. Had our middle school camp that we do, had those kids come up, the rising freshmen, had a chance to spend some time with them for about 4 days. Then we had our youth camp for a week. We've done 7-on-7s all summer, had a big lineman challenge this summer with our big boys. Had a chance to go down and work with Lake Junaluska's youth. They had asked us to come down and work with their kids for one night and took some kids and coaches down and got a chance to be with them for a little bit. So it has been busy. But I tell you what, it's been nice to keep yourself busy and kind of immersed in football. And, that's the one good thing about being here.
When you're done with this, you're not planning a weekend retreat. You know, you talked about getting your coaching staff ready, but I suspect you're going to be using today and Sunday to get yourself and your team and your coaching staff all ready for the big opener at Memorial Stadium.
We just all want to be on the same page when we come out this morning out of meetings as far as how we want to do practice next week and schedules and stuff. And, you know, the funny thing is we'll meet this morning. Sometimes we'll make some changes before we get to Monday. You know, we'll see things over the weekend or something on film that we say, you know, let's make a little tweak here. Let's add a little time here to part of the practice schedule. So, I mean, it's kind of changing as we go. But, it'll be good to get in here this morning and get back on that grind again.
Absolutely. Well, folks, the opener is Friday. August 19th at Memorial Stadium. And Coach just alluded to in the third segment that we need to do all we can do to pack the Memorial Stadium. Bring a friend with you. Let's pack Memorial Friday for the home opener and the season opener against North Buncombe. Kickoff is 7:30. We'll be on the air, Chad Upton and I, at 6:30 pregame show as normal, and we'll bring you all the action from Memorial Stadium with a 7:30 kickoff, and follow us throughout the season. But more importantly, it's let's pack Memorial Stadium Friday against North Buncombe. For Ryan Castle back at the studio, Terrell Evans on site here as my engineer and setting up all the equipment because I didn't know how to do it. Yours truly, Chuck Friedmanitz, and for the subbing in for Chad Upton and the star of this show, Brett Chappell, on the Brett Chappell Show, and Jukebox Junction, we'd like to thank personally for every Saturday morning. Come on down or listen to it on AM 920. Until then, kickoff Friday. Let's pack Memorial Stadium. So long, folks.